This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. General Motors CEO Mary Barra is set to speak to an industry conference in New York today amid the investigations, both internal and external, into why GM took so long to recall cars with deadly ignition switches. Barra has just posted a message to customers and employees promising, quote, accountability from our senior leadership when it comes to dealing with future safety problems. Marketplace regular Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine, has been watching Barra, who's only been on the job since January 15th, try to weather the storm. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, David.
The buck stops at a boss's desk, I suppose, but you think the focus on Barra may be misdirected?
Right. Well, here's Barra, who became CEO early this year. The stories of what happened or what supposedly happened go back 10 years, maybe more, and I have this list in front of me that I will not bore you with of five CEOs before Barra, who might have been responsible for some or all of it, three of whom were appointed by the government. And you don't see them up there in Congress being tortured.
She is the focus of a lot of ire, and we'll see where the facts finally lie. But it appears that federal regulators got early wind of a possible problem with these ignition switches as far back as 2003. And you're saying Mary Barra was not CEO in 2003. She didn't get that position till this year.
Right. And, you know, it's fair enough to hold the CEO responsible. The question is, why are you holding Mary Barra, who until these hearings was a hero because she was the first woman to become CEO of GM, but now suddenly everything is her fault because she happened to be CEO at the wrong time? If the people in Congress had any intestinal fortitude, why don't they call her predecessor, Dan Akerson? Why don't they call some of these other people? Why are they calling her? The answer is, it's good television.
Now, your interest in this is what? Accountability for leaders of large organizations?
I'm interested in this part as accountability for leaders of large organizations and also for accountability in Congress and, for that matter, accountability of our business because our business loves show trials. This is a show trial. Barra's being trotted out, villainized. Half the time, they don't even let her say anything. If you're going to torture somebody, at least torture the right person, and I don't think it's her.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine. Alan, thank you.
My pleasure, David.